Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.
It's the Football Manager Football Show. It is episode number 168. My name is Ken Maguire. This week, I am joined in the studio by...
the Tribal Chief.
Oh, here we go.
Acknowledge me, Ken.
Never.
Acknowledge me.
I did that stuff last week.
Acknowledge your Tribal... you never acknowledge your Tribal Chief.
You're overrated.
What?
What the hell is a Tribal Chief?
Me?
Why have you done anything Tribal?
I'm the Tribal Chief. I'm from the Tribe of Loch Boy. And I've dominated the Premier League.
I was driving up that way the other day. You know, that big, like, electricity box thing that people sit on for years and used to...
oh, yeah.
Like, sit on and throw stones.
You can see my house from
there. There's a big LB sprayed onto it.
Loch Boy represents, son!
Yeah, this is what happens with Kilkenny, lads. And, you know...
are you sure the LB just wasn't a cock and ball sack? cock and ball sack.
No. That would be more kind of 90s Loch Boy graffiti. Yeah. No, this one very clearly has just the letters L and B. How are you?
I'm good, man. Premier League winner. It's all good in the hood.
You were Premier League winner. Oh, Angelo's gone. My Champions League replacements. I was like, oh, right, need a winger. Have my little Brazilian 21-year-old. He's just on his knee ligaments 2 days before the Champions League final.
You still got a Champions final. League final.
I have. This is why we're here. We got a Champions League final this week, and we have to figure out where in the world that we're actually going, because the Premier League is done. You've won the Premier League. I did not win the Premier League. Our time in England is finished.
I won the Premier League.
We've done two seasons.
No.
Well, we've done four overall.
No, excuse you.
Excuse me?
Excuse you.
Continue.
I have only done one and a half seasons in English League.
So
I have another 6 months to go.
Y'all got sacked.
Congrats, Sir Sock. Tactical manager, so close, but no cigar. Thanks, Aston Villa, Andy.
Definitely. Oh, also, sorry. I knew I meant to bring up something. Of vital importance. We were tagged in a message during the week.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
There was real disappointment for Lee Riggs. We got to episode 167 last week. His name wasn't even mentioned once.
Fuck him.
Not once.
Yeah, I had more important things than to talk about this.
Sitting away. He had an update in. Actually, to be fair, I think we probably recorded the episode a day before.
Alfie Ragnarsson.
The updates and stuff had landed in. Yeah. Little Alfie, or Affy.
Fuck
doing
Affy.
Doing his thing.
Nicky Reeve, did we congratulate him on his marathon?
We did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did the Brighton marathon and won it.
So congrats again.
But yeah, it seems to have been some kind of a busy time for young Lee Riggs, worthy of all of the young abuse.
Say young.
Maybe he's not young.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not young at all. As Affy watched the embers of Sepsi in the distance, a call from Reykjavik, the Icelandic FA had wanted him to help qualify for Euro 2044. Bloody hell. Fast forward 12 months of flights to England are booked, beating Ireland to top spot. During this time, Septemvri Sofia of Bulgaria contacted Affy to see if he could help build a dynasty. Then with 12 games left, he saw it the season, finished 6th, sold one of his wonder kids to Liverpool, another to Man United with a 50% sell on. The next season starts with Sep Sofia on fire. 12 wins from 12. Bulgaria shall fall.
Sorry, I don't
but he
understand
kind
of, fuckwit. Is that like Klingon?
He did.
Just a fucking language for nerds.
He did say last week's episode was worst episode ever.
Why? Because
he
acknowledged me.
Because he kind of felt sad that he hadn't been insulted.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
I'm not his little fucking he winds me up and I say the catchphrases.
Uh-huh.
The fuck do you think I am?
Say the line. Say the line is right. Nicky Reeve was back in touch, though.
I didn't do it.
Imagine getting this when you view the matches on 2D. Holy shit, that would be amazing. It's MarcineJ_photos has a 4K drone video of Portsmouth fans celebrating winning League One. And it looks absolutely bananas. I remember that in the old Tactical Manager game. There were pitch invasions.
Yeah, but they can't be seen to promote that type of behaviour.
I know. And this one was even better again because it had video footage of pitch
it's
invasions.
It's why FIFA don't do diving. No, I suppose actually EAFC could do diving now because they're not associated with FIFA.
What was the one that... it used to be in Pro Evo, wasn't it?
Absolute Football, maybe. The one that everyone looked like Tony O'Leary.
Yeah, where it had Robbie Keane on the cover 1 year.
I don't know.
Sash John O'Shea on the cover 1 year.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And you had to time it like really, really well.
Do you remember the management game where you could like bribe people and stuff?
Ultimate Soccer Manager?
That'd be good.
But that was like,
since there's so many fucking cheats involved in all types of football. Oh, look, you're going to want to listen to the Kilkenny Soccer Podcast that's getting released yesterday. All right. Yeah. If you're listening to this today on Friday, if you're listening to this in the future, go look at, I think it's episode 12. It's going to be an interesting one.
Are you
for
12
sure.
episodes in already?
Deep, wow. Son.
Deep dive. How far along is your season, by the way?
I thought it was over. I thought,
they think it's all over.
I thought the league, we have played all of our games, but
it
no.
is now.
Fuck Wittery has.
Has struck again. Very good. Very good. Okay.
Seems like a lot of people are speaking the language of Lee Riggs.
Okay, well, the language of Lee Riggs might stretch to a Champions League
Giovanni
final.
Van Bronckhorst is gone from Everton. Oh, no.
Because they got relegated.
What are we going to do, right? So, is this the last game in our fucking... this universe.
Oh, we didn't really have that conversation either, did we?
End of the City season review. Shut your mouth for a second.
I don't have an end of
the season. The new arrivals.
I just got an email from the board that says all of this talk about the future and everything else, we're going to put it all on ice until after the final.
Oh.
Good luck at the match. We'll talk to you on Saturday. Like, what does that mean?
I brought in 10 new players.
What if I got sacked?
For a lot of money, it looks like. 10 new players, Slush Puppies in there, Reyna, Pino, Camavinga, Rudiger on loan, obviously.
Yeah. Shout out to fucking Tony Rudiger. That was an absolute baller penalty to score against Man City during the week.
What was Bernardo Silva doing?
Knock City out of the Champions League, IRL.
How it unfolded? Broad expectation, win the Premier League, final position. What's that? Oh, first! We'd have won.
The expectation was one, was it?
Yeah, because we had to usurp you. We won by 6 points in the end.
Seemingly my board are happy that we just challenged for the Premier League.
Erling Haaland, 28 goals.
Jesus.
I got a B-. Remember, it all started so bad. The biggest win, Everton, 9-0 Nilly Vanillies.
9-0? You beat Everton? It's no wonder Van Bronckhorst got sacked.
Match to remember, 2-0 against Liverpool. Goal of the season, Ousmane Dembele. 86 minute against Liverpool. Successful. However, the club's finances haven't improved over the year, apparently. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you didn't really sell a lot of players.
I tried to
during the season.
I tried to.
Yeah, more in the off-season side of things.
My team of the season, my best 11 was Ederson, Kyle Walker, Laporte, Diaz, Cancelo, De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva. Who, to be fair, Bernardo Silva. Why did I sell him? He had an average Premier League rating of 8.55.
Okay.
20 goals, 11 assists in 22 games. Okay. And I sell him. No wonder. No fucking wonder my fucking season nearly went to shit in the end, bringing in Reyna. They're offering too much money for an old man, though. How much is he? Like, what age is he?
50.
He's with Al Nassr. And looking at them, no, this is bullshit. The appearances that they put in my best 11 are the ones that he has for Al Nassr. So 22 games, 20 goals, 11 assists. Whereas he had 19 games, 4 goals and 9 assists for me.
Yeah, so, but maybe he was just that good.
That's his current rating with Al Nassr that they put in. Load of bollocks. Fans player of the season. Young player of the season, Pingo Gringo. Signing
really?
Of the season. Yeah. 23-year-old
I would have thought Slush Puppy could have factored in there.
No. Signing of the season, Giovanni Reyna. Goal of the season, Ousmane Dembele. Top scorer, with 39 goals. Most assists, Philly Foden with 16.
Goals.
Most player of the match awards, with 13. Highest average rating was, with 7.4. And most passes completed per 90 minutes. Why would I care about that one?
Yeah.
English Premier Division manager month for September and Decembre. Manager timeline came in, won Premier League. Nice one. Lee McKay said, once Man City got rolling in the middle of the season, it looked hard to stop them going on to this success. I know, brilliant. O'Keefe passed it. No, we won't say that one. brought in Ruben McAllister and another lad for 16.25 million next season. Yeah, just some amazing moments.
I'm just looking at the extended Premier League table. This is kind of stretching into a little season in review just before we get into the match. You scored 112 goals in the league.
I know.
Conceded 37. I scored 106. Conceded 39.
That's what you lost. You scored less amount of goals and conceded. You conceded more.
But the nearest to us was Newcastle.
Newcastle
scored 67 goals. Spurs scored 64. So that's a good 40 goals, give or take, clear. But then when you dive into the stats a little bit, if we go back over here and then we go into the Premier Division and then we go into the stats and then we go into the player overview side of things, Erling Haaland takes the Premier League Golden Boot, 28 goals in the Premier League. Philly Foden, runner-up, 19 goals in the Premier League. Mo Salah just about cracks the top 10. Out of the 100-plus goals we've scored in the Premier League, my top goal scorer had 13 goals in the league. That'll go and... I would think that's good from a everybody kind of chips in and does a bit.
Yeah.
But I'd also be pissed that the strikers that I have at hand aren't getting anywhere beyond that. Malin for Aston Villa, 13 goals. Cody Gakpo, 14 for United, in tied for 7th with Iwone, former Liverpool player with Forest. Marcus Thuram, Aston Villa, 15 goals. Balogun, Wolves, 15 goals. Son for Spurs, 16 goals. And Ivan Toney is the nearest to you, 17 goals, finishes 3rd overall. Haaland, most player of the match awards in the league for the season with 10, which seems pretty all right. Rodri, 2nd in the league when it comes to cross completion, done quite well. Haaland, top in the XG list. He had 25.6 of an XG for the season, finished with 28 goals to his name. Salah with 11.57, finished with 13. Actually, Ramos just about gets in there. I'd say he finished with 10 or 11 goals. On the team side of things, just very quickly, most goals, Man City. Most shots for Liverpool, 760 attempts on goal in the Premier League to yield 106 goals. City, most points per game, 2.45 across the season, which is pretty good. Newcastle with the most clean sheets, 19 out of 38 games. That's not bad. Still didn't win the league, though, lads. You can do all you want. Still didn't win the league. Net transfer spend, Liverpool.
Who won the league?
Manchester Blue.
Woo!
Yeah. I presume they were called Manchester Blue in Pro Evo, were they?
Yeah. Maybe they weren't even in Pro Evo.
And it was like Old Trafford, because they were shit back then.
Yeah.
Liverpool record highest points total without winning the title.
That's it. Now, no, come on.
87 points is a new record high for Liverpool without winning the Premier
League.
In this,
but in real life.
In real life, we've probably gone to
100
we've probably
points,
gone to 90. We've gone to... I think we've broken 90 with it.
No, the season that Man City bet you by a point, you were on like 100 points.
Really? Look that up.
I ain't your fucking Jamie on this. This is the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yo, Jamie. Can you bring that up?
No, thank you. Congratulate Ha on the award.
Man, I watched UFC 300 of the weekend. Everybody that gets in with Joe Rogan at the end is like, why am I not on your podcast? Why am I... He's like, yeah, you can come on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, it's melting UFC heads.
I don't know. I don't fucking have. I don't really watch that stuff.
Darwin Nunes has been linked with a switch to Leicester. Ha ha.
Are you going to sell him?
Maybe. Benjamin Sesko has claimed the Player's Young Player Award. Why is your finger going up in the air?
Acknowledge me, the one. Acknowledge me.
Why?
O'Keefe claims Manager of the Year.
Oh, finally. Oh.
Win ratio 78%.
Hey,
36 years of age. Hey, that's bullshit. I'm only fucking 34 in real life.
This is mental. Benjamin Sesko gets the English Player's Young Player of the Year award. 9 goals in 25 games.
That's still a lot.
Liverpool players, the Premier League Team of the Year. No, the Players Team of the Year. Ergakan, Newcastle goalkeeper with his 19 clean sheets. Cancelo, left back. Laporte, Konate, and Trent as the back four. Midfield, Philly Foden, Rodri, De Bruyne, Dembele.
Yeah, I know. I had to give Dembele a bonus.
And Martinelli and Haaland up top.
Oh.
Konate getting... Oh, no. Konate gets 400,000 for being included in the Team of the Year. And he's earning 325 grand a week.
Wait, how many Man City players are in it?
Eight. Is it eight?
How many Liverpool players?
Two.
Wow.
Sorry, no, seven then, because you've got Newcastle's goalkeeper and you've got Martinelli. 2, 4, 7.
Yeah, well, yeah. Ederson was shit anyway, so... Yeah, you, Trent and Konate.
Also, hats off to Ederson in real life. Decent penalty against...
Bilic just sacked at Southampton.
Because they were also relegated. Do we have the Champions League or do we have the Championship loaded?
An Everton and Southampton save.
To go back to the Championship.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. It could be decent crack.
No. That's just the...
Who else is in the Championship that could provide competition?
And Fulham is there. Fulham's after going down.
There's got to be... Fulham...
We're not doing that. We can't do that.
No. Because that's literally
people
just
have
what
been,
we did
I have the feeling people are sick of this Liverpool-Man City fucking thing.
It's gone on. I think the odds are stacked in Bayern Munich's favour for the Champions League final. This is it. We're just going to play the Champions League final. We'll get things done and then we will kind of have a loose idea in terms of where we're going. Liverpool seek further UEFA Champions League glory. I don't know when the last time we won it was, but PSG are the current holders. Obviously knocked out and gone. Rutter excited. Oh my God. Why is Rutter excited? Jorginho Rutter. Did I sell Rutter to Bayern Munich? Oh, I did. Oh, dickhead. Rutter and Alexis Selmakers is going to be a Liverpool old boys reunion. I made some serious money off those two boys from Bayern Munich though.
Random country. I'm clicking this.
Okay. Random country generator where the league starts in the summer.
Nauru.
Where the league starts in the summer and it's actually in Football Manager.
The region is Oceania. The capital is Yaren. The population is 10,824. Languages are Nauruan and English. Currency, Australian dollars. National flower, calafilum. National dish, coconut fish.
What's a coconut fish?
I don't know. I don't think that's in Football Manager. Saudi Arabia. That's the next random country. We can't manage them in this.
We can't, no. No, I don't know if there's an add-on to it. Maybe there is. I was kind of surprised that Saudi didn't appear in the game.
They are in the game, though.
No, they're there. The teams are there, kind of because they have to be there. But that you couldn't actually get into the running of the league. I don't know if it's a licensing thing, if it was a we don't want to touch the Saudi thing because it's controversial, or the research around it. Like, look how long it took to get the J League in. That only came in this year, and it's been on the hop for years and years and years.
I didn't know it wasn't playable.
That the Saudi League wasn't playable. Really? Yeah. Yes, definitely not.
Why? Like, that's just silly. That's part of football. They have been buying some trash players, though.
Saudis?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
Just as a way of spending money and trying to get some kind of reputational stuff together so that they can boost the viewership of the league and boost the attractiveness.
No one gives
a
fuck.
And then when all these guys retire off and the money dries up.
Like, what happened with Jordan Henderson? He just ruined his fucking reputation.
Didn't do him any favours that he ended up going to Saudi and then leaving very quickly.
Yeah, like what happened over there?
I don't know. But then he went to Ajax and Ajax folded it. They've been so poor
this
year.
Man, like that, yeah, but that's, like, I would imagine that going there, going to fucking, he's only played like 6 games at Ajax, yeah. But going to Saudi Arabia, like that is a massive culture shock, I'd say.
Oh, it'd have to be. And it'd have to be financially driven. It's like, why not just go to the MLS?
Yeah.
And do your thing out there. And, you know, might not be a space at Inter Miami for him, but surely to God, LA Galaxy are looking for a former English...
It's pronounced La Galaxy.
Oh, sorry, La Galaxy.
When are you playing your fucking...
While you're chatting away there, I'm just negotiating this press conference. I'll be just a second.
I thought you were negotiating transfers.
God, no.
Are we going to start a new save?
As in the new universe?
Yeah.
Well, if we do, the clock goes back to zero.
Yeah, typically. You want to get rid of all my
accomplishments. And then it's like all the accomplishments are gone. The reputation is gone. Everything is gone. Or we continue with the universe and so.
Yeah, but then
we'll
never get to experience full FM24.
That's also true. And all the new Wonder Kids and all the new things and all the new data updates and all the changes. Like, for example, let's say we wanted to go to Iceland and Sweden or somewhere, or Mexico or somewhere. And you've got all of these amazing talents that are in the game, but we haven't seen.
Yeah, I don't know. Let us know what you think.
And let us know what you think before we finish this recording.
Oh, no, we're not deciding today, surely.
No, we're not. But we'll know full well by next week.
Yeah.
Because we've got to start it for next week. Right, I got to hold a team meeting about the Champions League final. Oh my God. Right. Raise hands, pump fists. Let's do it. Somebody's happy. I don't care. Come on. Try and beat Bayern Munich. We've just been so up and down. And by the fact, like the sheer virtue of beating Bournemouth in the last game means that we're going to lose to Bayern Munich. I knew it. I know it. Jay Spearing has signed a new deal as my under 18 coach. Congratulations, Jay Spearing. I wish you all the very best in your future endeavours. Holy mother of Moses. Right, come on, click it on. You got to do, you got to.
I am.
You got to play ball here, Shaney.
Let's play ball. Breast Land Abaldo.
Oh. Mads Jorgensen has been granted a work permit. Oh, that's just a contract renewal. Somebody's renewing all my contracts. Thank you, assistant manager. Our director of football. Yunus Musa has failed a fitness test on the morning of the Champions League final. Fish.
Fish. Glorious fish. I hope you fucking lose this. I'm going to attend and provide running commentary.
But if you attend, then
this is a solo, it's not a duo.
Things are
this
going
is a solo, not
hurt.
A fucking duo.
Oh, look at all these fatigued players. Fatigued. Benjamin Sesko.
Yeah, imagine like fatigued. Going
Yunus
the whole
Musa,
season.
Injured. Curtis Jones. Injured. Oh,
going
God.
The whole season and not coming out on top.
Coming out for the Champions League.
No, yeah, just,
don't forget.
League.
I have pedigree in this. Do you remember that time that we did the World Cup and I got all the way through the World Cup and I got to the World Cup final and I was like, all I have to do is beat England and they fucking bet me 3-0.
I could have lifted
the World Cup.
I didn't go
Shane.
Through the whole Champions League season.
No, you didn't. Because
no, but
shit.
I went through the whole Premier League season like you.
Who knocked you out of the Champions League?
I don't know.
Because you lost fairly heavily in one of those semi-final games, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a tactical misjudgment. At least I can admit my mistakes. Where did it go wrong for you, bitch?
A tactical misjudgment. I was looking back at it. The two criticisms that I have from the board for towards the end of the season were the 1-1 draw against Everton in the run-in and the 3-0 defeat to Spurs. I'm like, well, yeah, so I got 1 point out of six. At least we could have finished a fucking point behind. And then I had that shitty game against Brentford. And it was like, it was the same thing. It was like, come off the high games, a la, you know, beating City, at least in the first leg.
I changed my focus.
And then come back down. And I wasn't focused on the league game because I was focused on the Champions League.
I changed
game.
My focus. That's what I did.
And I think that was it. And I think it does show. Oh my God, I have all these unregistered and injured players. Have I enough? Have I actually a bench?
Just play the game.
Yeah, okay.
Play the game, Ken. Let's see how it goes, baby.
Okay, go to match. Woo. Here we go. Champions League final. Play the music. Play the music.
We are the champions.
I didn't say sing the music. Play the music. Click
the
continue. We've only a few minutes before your next podcast has to start.
Yeah, I have so many podcasts on the go. Football Manager, Football Show podcast, Wrestling Fan Wrestling Show podcast.
How is that going, by the way?
Grand.
All right,
it's all good.
Good.
Took a week off after WrestleMania. You know me, I love consistency.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Clips are going well.
Good.
Clips
okay.
going well.
Yeah.
The
little shorty short clips.
Yeah, I'm doing it in a way that makes the guys look really bad.
I have to
bad.
Lift this to the speaker. Where's my speakers in this thing? I can't lift it to the speaker because there's some kind of like.
In Cuckoo, he's your former player, right?
No, he's not. He's
did
Chelsea.
You have in Cuckoo somewhere in Frankfurt or
no.
something?
No. Oh, some music. Right. Leroy Sané, Sadio Mane, Martin Odegaard, Goretzka, Kimmich, Alfonso Davies, Ian Hernandez, De Ligt.
That's a good team.
Pavard. That is a baller Bayern team.
Manuel Neuer in goal.
They do have Upamecano on the bench. They have Sailmakers, former Liverpool boy, on the bench. Have they?
Stefan Ortega, former Man City boy.
They didn't put Jorginho Rotter on the bench.
Frimpong.
No. Liverpool line out for the Almo. Champions
Ivan
League final.
Ivan Nielsen, who would have been with
Robbie.
Robbie, yeah.
He was a decent.
That's still this
well.
Universe, isn't it?
But it is, yeah. That's how mad it feels. Liverpool's Champions League team starts with Alisson in goal, Andy Robertson on the left, Konate and Ahmed Hodzic start ahead of Virgil van Dijk. Trent Alexander-Arnold returns at right back. Then we've got Scalvini, Jude Bellingham and Barella in the midfield as a three. Diogo Jota starts on the left wing, Mo Salah on the right, and Mukoku is up top. On the bench, we've got Quivin Kelleher, Van Dijk, Moyes Caicedo, Darwin Nunez, Yunus Musa, just to fill the bench, he'll never play. Harvey Elliott, Benjamin Sesko, Curtis Jones, Adam Jose, Gonzalo Ramos, even Jaros and Udrago, who are also half injured, and my third choice goalkeeper. They're just there to warm seats because I don't have anybody else that I can put in.
You could have a potentially six subs though to make.
I could actually have a potential six subs to make.
There's five and then one in extra time.
You're right. I'd love to say that it's at Anfield. It's not at Anfield. It's at the Stade de France in Saint-Denis in France.
You have key highlights
Paris,
on, is it?
Baby. I just have key highlights turned on, Shaney.
Okay, it's going to be a card for Bellingham. Jude Bellingham is booked all rada. Okay, Moukoko. Oh, Diego Jota shoots over. Manuel Neuer just stares as the ball hits the fan in the head on the upper deck tier of the Stade de France.
May as well. Just like Kevin De Bruyne's last minute miss for Manchester City against Real Madrid during the week. Yeah. Sky boys.
You know who didn't sky it? Bernardo Silva. He hit right at the keeper, right on target. Unfortunately for him, it was a shit penalty. Here we go, Champions League final. This is what it's all about. Bayern on the attack. Martin Odegaard takes a shot.
25 minutes gone. They win the corner, though. Kimmich flicks it in. Scalvini and Bellingham have been booked. That's two of my midfield. And Kimmich has been booked as well. There's a bit of a tussle going on there.
One is a defensive midfielder. One's a Voltaire.
Now Trent has been booked as well. There's a... I wonder, have I a little kind of get stuck in going on here? No, we don't. We don't.
How are you going, Ken?
Well, it's 35 minutes on the clock. We're just making a little kind of tactical change. See what the story is here. I need to make a little bit of a positional switch as well. It's Bayern around the attack. Martin Odegaard and Alphonso Davies working well on the left-hand side. Kimmich has the ball. Fights it to... Oh!
No!
Oh, Leroy Sané just shoots all the way across the goal. And we already have a couple of injuries. Does it look like we've got a couple of injuries going on? Moukoko is wrecked. Oh my God, Darwin Nunez. Oh, Darwin Nunez is on. I've just made some kind of a substitution. How did I take off Moukoko before half to... Oh, he took a knock. Ooh, that's not going to go down well.
It's not. You have Trent, Scalvini, Bellingham all booked.
That's not going to go down well, lads.
You have a team of fucking attacking midfielders and strikers. Yeah, you don't have anybody to replace those boys. Caicedo, you have Moises. Bring on Moises.
Yeah, Giorgio Scalvini is going off. We've Andy Robertson on a 6.5. We have Mo Salah on a 6.4. Not good enough. Darwin Nunez is looking nervous. Why would Darwin Nunez be looking?
He is the shit
now, lads.
He actually has the shits. He has the runs. I used to get them before games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Before matches, yeah. I'd have to take at least three shits before an 11 o'clock kickoff.
What?
Sometimes I'd have, like, sometimes I'd be showing up onto a Sunday league field and there'd be no toilet facilities. So you'd be just going taking a shit in the field.
Wow.
Staring a cow dead in the eye.
Mo Salah appears inspired. Oh, understands that he's carrying a knock. Okay, so Moukoko's all right with coming off.
Moukoko's coming off and Cuckoo's staying on. La-di-di-di-da. You should bring Virgil van Dijk on up top.
Well, sure, may as well, because I've got nothing else to lose and nothing else to gain. I've got Bayern on the attack straight from the off, and I know
Caicedo
this
is on
this
for Scalvini.
This is going to make it. This Haver is going to be Corsetta. Bayern's goal. This is Bayern's goal. No, it's not. The highlight dies. 47 minutes on the clock.
Mane we have must had be about 70.
We have had two shots on goal the entire of the first half.
You've been poor.
We've been poor. We've been
Mane,
dispossessed.
Get the ball. Oh, dispossessed now. Oh no, they dispossessed you. Oh, Odegaard.
Stretch through.
Oh, Odegaard. Christopher Nkunku sets him up on the 48th minute. Teo Hernandez wins the ball in the middle of the park, finds Mane. The ball ends up at Nkunku's feet, who runs past the defence, slots it past Alisson. It's 1-0 to the Munchkin.
Yeah. Man alive.
Go full Leroy Jenkins.
I'm going to have to. This is the only way to do it. Full Leroy Jenkins for the Champions League final. Kanate, Ahmed Hodzic to Caicedo. Kanate
There's
is passed.
No way you're going Leroy Jenkins.
Did
you start off cautious or anything?
No, start off balanced.
Balanced.
Just kind of nice and easy. And Kunku's after spraying into life.
You've changed your attacking, your striker, moved him over a bit to the right.
On the right hand side, yeah. Just only a margin, but look, it's a Bayern corner, goes to the back post. Kanate,
you need to go 4-2-2-2-2. You need to get some of that strikers on. You have Sesko and Ramos there.
I'm going to have to bring on a second striker. Borrella goes with a long shot. We're on the error mark.
Who do you have in?
So
who did you bring on for Moukoko?
Darwin Nunez.
Oh, bad. Yeah, and you were thinking about selling him and everything. Taste lit. Finds Joshua Kimmich.
If I do that.
Kimmich scoring yesterday against Arsenal, linking up with Martin Odegaard, who currently plays for Arsenal. Not in this game. Alphonso Davies back to Manuel Neuer. Teo Hernandez has the ball. Back to Neuer. Neuer out to De Ligt. De Ligt finds Gorzeka in the middle of the park. Liverpool are chasing shadows. Kimmich finds Nkunku. Nkunku, who's he going to lay it off to? Nobody. He's going a long ball to the former Man City player Leroy Sané, but Trent Alexander-Arnold was privy to that long ball. Looks like Liverpool are gone 4-2-2-2-2.
Jude Bellingham is off. Gonzalo Ramos is on with 65 minutes played in Paris. And Trent is also wrecked. Oh, lads, this is
all gone Pete Tong for.
This is starting to get away from me now a little bit.
Leroy Sané running down the left. Sané finds Davis. Davis Odegaard. Oh, Mane!
Off the post. That go off the post.
Yeah, Mane hits the post.
One-on-one.
Liverpool still in with a chance though. 72 minutes. The time is ticking. Martin Odegaard finds Mane. No, he doesn't. Robertson is quick to be able to dispossess that. Barella now has the ball. This is Liverpool's chance. No, the highlight goes. Now it's back at Alisson's
73
feet.
Minutes on the clock. Oh.
Anel Ahmed Hodzic passes it back to Alisson for the AA connection. Konate is trying to drive it out. Finds Diego Jota on the left, who comes in centre to Barella. Ramos. Ramos is dispossessed. Ramos is dispossessed as Diego Jota was running free, and now the ball is going in the counter attack. Trent Alexander-Arnold puts a stop to that. Konate out to Moises Caicedo, who has a very, very soft first touch. He's dispossessed. It's a penalty. No, it's not. There's called for a penalty by the Bayern Munich fans, but Ramos is going down the other end. Oh! The ball is cleared. The ball is cleared. It's now at Marin Odegaard's feet. Sané is driving forward. Gorzetska. Shoots
with
right into Alisson's hand.
Effort. Oh, my word.
That was a great chance for Liverpool. They were unable. Nunes! Oh! It's Salah. Oh, Salah goes
Loves
too deep with that crossing.
Way too deep.
Oh, my God. The goosebumps are starting to happen. Manuel Neuer to De Ligt. Bayern Munich are messing around with it at the back, and they have been dispossessed.
Yes!
Curtis Jones, Salah, and then Benjamin Sesko.
Tell me it's onside. It's onside. It's onside. Yes! Onside! Benjamin Sesko.
Curtis Jones puts the ball over the top for Salah. Sesko was initially offside, but he wasn't for the cross.
Oh.
Has to pass Manuel Neuer. Matthias De Ligt will be kicking himself.
77 minutes on the clock. The excitement, the adrenaline. Bayern are making all changes. Hernandez gone out left back. Kimmich, they've pushed two up into midfield.
I'm surprised Hernandez, they had him centre.
Curtis
back,
Jones is on. Benjamin Sesko on the right hand side finds Trent. Caicedo to Ramos.
Oh,
save the point blank.
It's all
range.
Liverpool now.
Oh.
It is all Liverpool now. Are we going to go to extra time? Will Liverpool have the legs to be able to keep going in extra time? It's a corner kick. Bayern Munich. Oh, it's a save by Alisson.
Jesus, Webb tipped out around the corner.
Alisson just getting his fingertips on it.
Liverpool win the corner. Andy Robertson, 89th minute. Can we get something out of it?
It's no, it's clear.
Mo Salah has it back. Ahmed Hodzic to Salah. Trent on the right-hand side goes deep. Swings it in. Did it with the clearance.
Kick.
89
kick,
minutes.
5 minutes at a time.
Trent on the opposite side is going to float it into the box. Upamecano with a big clearance, and it's blown for offside anyway. Actually, no, it's a free. Konate shoves somebody in the back. 92 minutes, 5 minutes of added time skips to the end, and we are going to extra time in the Champions League final. Holy hell. Right.
Danny Olmo, Ivan Nielsen, Alexi Sailmakers, Upamecano, Frimpong, all five subs, Seawald, all five subs have been made by them. Ramos, Sesko, Nunes, Caicedo, Curtis Jones, all five subs have been made by Liverpool. Will they be looking to bring on someone like Harvey Elliott? Will Virgil van Dijk be coming on for a very, very tired Konate?
That's a really good question. The answer is probably yes.
Konate, 12.2 kilometres. Andy Robertson has run 15 kilometres. Mo Salah, 15 kilometres. And you have Trent Alexander-Arnold, 15 kilometres.
Well, I've only got the one substitution that I can make at this stage, so I'm going to bring on Van Dijk.
Oh, the pace of Van Dijk.
I just need the defensive strength and the leadership of Van Dijk, I think, at this stage. Andy Robertson has run ragged. Trent Alexander-Arnold is run ragged. Moise Caicedo, Curtis Jones. Curtis Jones is freshening up. Mo Salah is wrecked. Nunes, Ramos, wrecked. Benjamin Sesko is still up there. That's okay. I'm going to try drop Ramos back a little bit, just play him, just to see if we can pick anything up in the pocket before it goes up top. So we're going 4-2-3-1. Too deep enough on the midfield. 95-96 minutes. Bayern are on the attack here. Danny Olmo and shoots wide left.
99 minutes now. And this game is in the melting pot. Is it going to go to penalties?
Andy Robertson swings a corner towards the near post, goes nowhere. Virgil van Dijk is coming forward. He's left Liverpool exposed at the back. Does he have the pace? Get back, Benjamin Sesko makes it 2-1 and 104 minutes.
I'm behind. I can't see this at all.
Saywald tries a ball to Sailmakers. Darwin Nunes cuts him off. Curtis Jones picks it up. A little flick of forward to Benjamin Sesko. Neuer is down on one knee, but Benjamin Sesko tucks it away in the bottom right corner. 105 minutes gone. Tight offside. Very tight offside.
It was very offside.
Very tight offside. But it's Liverpool lead on the stroke of half time in extra time.
Bayern Munich have fucked this away.
It's 2-1. Evan Nielsen. Jesus fucking wept.
Bayern Munich absolutely fucking this
But there's
away.
A highlight from the off. Oh, Benjamin Sesko. Oh, I thought he was going to get sent off.
Gorzeska.
Absolutely level Frimpong.
Frimpong. To Sailmakers. Sailmakers cross
over the top.
Saved by Alisson. Are we in the second half?
We're in the second half. 107 minutes gone. There's a clearance. Mo Salah has it. He doesn't have the legs. Moises Caicedo picks it up. Curtis Jones is running forward. Ramos. Ramos with the long shot. It makes it 3-1. 3-1 on 107 minutes. Curtis Jones playing as a roaming playmaker. Gets to Ramos. 106 minutes. 110 minutes. We are almost done and dusted with this game. Can we hold on for the win?
This game isn't fun anymore.
This game is going to see me land a Champions League title, baby.
I have another podcast to do. Get the fuck out of here.
Offside call. Shouts. Praise those boys. 118 minutes on the clock. 119. Are we going to win the Champions League final? 121. Mo Salah with a free kick to Curtis Jones. Ball goes anywhere.
I left the stadium.
Yeah, baby. Finishing the season as the Champions League winners. 3-1 in extra time.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yeah!
Lift that trophy. Cup the yard.
I have another fucking podcast to record. You didn't fucking let me celebrate my Premier League thing. And don't you be taking screenshots, putting it up on Twitter, because you never put my one up. Acknowledge me, your tribal chief. Fuck you.
Winners. Winners. Right, that's it. That's it for this week. Are we going back to the start? Brand new universe. Brand new season. Or are we continuing the legacy? A Premier League manager and a Champions League winning manager looking for new digs for next week. We'll find out on 169 on Friday.
Oh.
Email us podcast@fmfshow.com. You can find us on Twitter /x@fmfshow, and the full archive is on the website fmfshow.com. until next week, thanks a million. Hope you've really enjoyed the season. We finally got to the end of it. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
The Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.